Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
So we all have pets on the show. Yeah, all of us do. And I probably let our dogs do stuff. Other people would be like, not in our house, right? Like laying on the furniture or whatever else.
Sure.
And as a culture, I think Americans are pet crazy. I don't know about other cultures because I don't have enough experience, but you don't have to think very hard to find someone who is going to say, oh, my pet is my baby.
Oh, definitely.
And treat them as such, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, a friend of mine, last weekend, at a get-together, someone I see semi-often, or is it at my family's house, told me something that caused me to say, you should never tell anyone that.
Okay.
She likes cats and dogs. She has two cats and a dog.
Okay.
And she told me something she lets one of her cats do.
Okay.
She lets her cat groom her head.
Oh, gross.
That's kind of funny.
That's gross.
No. I said, so what do you mean? She goes, I'll lay down on the couch, and the cat will come up and start grooming my hair, and then groom around my ears, in the ears, and I'll even roll over, and it will do the other one.
Okay. Too far.
Yuck. So you're covered in cat slobber?
Yes.
That is not right.
That's not right.
No, that's
right?
Disgusting.
I mean, you shouldn't tell people
that. No,
that's
disgusting.
No.
That's not good at all.
Not only should you not tell people that, you shouldn't do it.
Well, that's the implication. Yeah, that is implied. That's for sure.
Like the people that like let dogs eat out of their mouths.
Ew.
And like lick the inside of their mouth.
Even just the lick the people on the lips. Like my dogs, their main goal in life is to clean out the litter box and look for, you know, crunchy Tootsie Rolls. They are not going to lick my face.
I used to let my family's little Yorkie lick my lip. That's because she had a teeny tiny little tongue. It wasn't that gross.
It's just as gross as a bigger tongue.
She
just
would, just go boop. And I was like, ha.
Cute. Muffin it's gets fine. Me like that sometimes. She jumps up, she'll lick me right on the teeth, and I immediately want to barf.
On
the teeth. I mean, I got some big old chompers, and my mouth's open a lot. So
or when the
I'm practically asking for it.
You got to stop saying that about yourself.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to isolate that one.
Or when the little dogs, too, get licking you, and or they sneak one in, and their tongue goes up your nose.
Yeah.
I haven't been around little dogs enough to have that happen.
I swear. Our little Yorkie got my brain a few times.
Oh, that's not good. Not good at all. What do you let your pets do that you probably shouldn't? 1-800-947-3979. Nobody lets their pet groom them, right?
No.
No.
No, Shadow, she goes outside a lot. And if I'm ever sitting on the front porch reading, she always likes to sit on the little ledge that lines my outdoor couch. And I'll catch her, like, biting my hair, but she doesn't have teeth.
Huh.
And she's more so doing it to mess with me, because then when I turn around, she slaps me in the face with her paw. It's so messed up, actually.
Is that also something you're asking
for? Yeah, I'm super into it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But she only does it to mess with me.
That's funny.
But if she started licking my hair,
That's
I'd be like, get out of here.
It would just feel weird.
That ain't right. We're best friends.
Wouldn't
don't do
like
that.
So if it was more of a stranger danger, you'd be like, yeah, it's fine.
I'd be like, whose weird cat is this?
Yeah.
That would be really weird if, like, a stray cat sidled up to you and then started licking your hair.
But I don't like when any dog or cat licks me. People can just sit there and let animals lick them and lick them and lick them. Because there are dogs that are, they'll tell you, my dog is a licking dog. Mm-hmm. And
I hate it.
And I'll say to them, nope, I don't care for that. And I'll put something on me or I'll move my hand where they can't lick me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that. But then other people just sit there and let their dog lick them. I'm like, that.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Sometimes the kids will be like, look, he loves me. And the dog is just going it down. I go, you have to stop letting them do that.
Yeah.
I like it. I know, but everyone else doesn't.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Dog's going to start trying to air hump you pretty soon. You keep that up.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That is also a fact.
I've seen that.
That is also a fact. I did read the other day that when a dog, I might have said this yesterday, if I did, stop me, but that when a dog licks you, because I always thought it was just the salt, but a dog behavioralist said it's actually their way, because from their very earliest memory, that is a sign of affection, because it's their mother is cleaning them off or whatever else. So when a dog licks you in that manner, yeah, they might like the salt, but really it comes from a place of love.
Aww.
Which makes me feel a little better, then makes me feel bad that I'm like, stop it!
Yeah, that's why I have to scream in their face to break them of that love.
Stop doing that!
You don't want that.
Yeah.
All right, do you guys think Tommy would let a cat lick his head?
Yeah.
Tommy?
Lick what?
Your head?
Yeah.
Your hair?
Lick my hair? I guess, maybe not my hair, but...
Which head did you think we were talking about?
I don't know.
Yeah, which one is it okay for a cat?
Because I'm a little confused by your change in tone. Well, when I clarified hair, you're like, oh, no, not that. Because before that, you were like, yeah, probably.
Well, you said head, and then you said hair, so I was...
What do you think of when I say head?
Like head, face, ear, nose.
Oh, okay.
The exposed
you want the cat
skin
to lick
parts.
Your skin.
Yeah, preferably, not my hair, though.
On your head.
Yeah.
Got it.
All right.
Would Thanks you let
clarifying.
It?
Why is this such a weird thing? I feel like that's so normal.
What? To let your cat lick you?
To clarify head and hair. The hair is way out here. The skin is skin.
Yes, you're right. The hair is out here. The skin is skin.
We are
well
on
said.
Board with your definition of hair and skin.
Great. Thank you. Guys.
Let's put that one to bed.
Okay, cool.
But you like to be licked on the face by animals.
No, not a dog. A cat's different.
Just a cat?
Yeah.
Like, because they also lick their butt?
Oh, God. I kind of didn't think about that.
Because they stand in their litter.
Huh.
And then they groom the litter out of their feet with their face.
Listen, I've seen the dogs have those big, scary, gross tongues, and I watch them lick their nuts. Cats are nice because they're licking their fur, and their tongue's super soft. Sometimes it's a little rough or whatever.
It's not soft.
Yeah, they're rough. They're completely rough. Every cat's tongue is rough.
No, the tongue is rough, but the cat fur is soft. So I'm like, oh, this must be nice and clean. They clean themselves. I'm like, their tongue.
I mean, a dog's balls are probably soft too, you weirdo.
Yeah, they're probably super soft.
If that's what you're basing it on.
Yeah.
Soft tongue, soft balls.
Yeah, but
it makes, over scratchy tongue, soft fur.
When a dog is cleaning its balls, it makes that horrible.
It does.
Noise.
Thankfully, cats can clean their testicles with a more silent sound.
Exactly. Yeah. It gets muffled. Yeah, I'd rather have that than a big, scary dog tongue.
Steve, what is the most ridiculous thing you allow your dogs to do, or dog at this point?
Nothing too crazy. I mean, we used to let Lola sleep in our bed.
Yeah, but
like,
that's,
she'd sleep under the covers down at your feet.
Under the covers?
Yeah.
Like, completely?
Yep. That's, oh, yeah, you'd do.
I'm not going to lie. I'd probably do that.
Lift up the covers. She'd go right down under there.
Yeah, so some dogs are burrowers.
If you and your wife were getting amorous, would you have to kick her out? Not coot her out.
Would you have to coot her more north?
Hey, coot over a little bit. Scoot over a little bit.
Yeah, that would happen.
You did. Okay, go out. And then you finished and you're like, come on back. It smells like sex and candy.
Yeah.
She wouldn't mind.
Come rolling.
No, they don't care. Come roll. Hey, third man in gets the wet spot.
Dogs like it.
Kelly, what do you do that we're going to think is
what?
You're already shook from that.
How are you animal weird?
I
don't know. Based off of, you know, dogs just come rolling in the bed at Steve's.
Boy, you said that in a funny way.
A lot of spacing on that.
Was quoting Hot Wings. And then Tommy letting, you know, his cat lick his head. And I'm still unsure of which part he's okay with. I think we're normal at my house. Our dogs do, in fact, sleep in our bed. But I did see, and does anybody else follow, I'm going to call her ass out, fellow radio lady Rachel here in our flagship city.
I do.
She posted also fellow radio lady Michelle getting the ever-loving love humped out of her by Rachel's dog.
What?
And Rachel said, it's, you know your best friend's a dog person when they let your dog do this, or you know they're a real friend when your dog loves to do this. and she's just sitting on the couch. Michelle is, and Rachel's dog is humping her
like
nonstop.
Going to town?
It's probably still up on her Instagram, actually. I'm gonna
Might
look.
Have got banned for being pornographic.
If your dog humps me, I'm going to look at you in shame as I shake your dog off of me.
Right? Like, I think that is fine.
You're going to shake the dog off? I bet Michelle did.
Boy, Tommy's back again. He's like, but what dog are we shaking?
Tommy's furiously looking
who's
at
shaking it? I have on Instagram really quick.
You hear the door slam. I'm getting a peanut butter.
Kelly, does Shadow ever gum you?
Oh, well, Shadow only has gums, and right. I don't have a penis, so
okay,
no.
That's not what I meant.
Yes, your cat ever giving you a gummer.
I didn't realize that was the only place gums
she
could go.
She only has gums.
And I pretend, like, when she bites me, I'm like, ow! So she thinks she still has teeth.
Aww.
So she thinks she's a hunter.
So she doesn't have low self-esteem.
And then she'll still slap
I can't
him
believe
in
you couldn't think of anything when we said, how are you weird with your pets? That is remarkable.
That is, I find that to be sweet. I don't want her.
It is sweet, but weird.
I don't want her to think she's different, you know?
Yeah, I don't want her to think she's a loser that can't hunt. Here, cat, eat my hair and punch me. But your self-esteem is something I carefully curate.
Who's this really for?
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever?
Coming crew.
Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.